Developing your business plan. Good starting points for developing a business plan are the mission statement and the value statement. These can serve as reliable compasses to keep the planning team, and later the company, in general, oriented toward what is important. The mission statement announces to the world what the company's long-term goals are and describes the overall purpose of the organization. Mission statements tend to be more powerful when they not only describe the work the company does, but also the company's reasons for doing it. Well-constructed mission statements help others understand what the company will do for customers and employees, and help them determine what the owners want from their business. Mission statement. Your mission statement should reflect the main thing you want to achieve, customer loyalty, and it will be an example of your values. Think of how you want others to view you and your business. What is it that you stand for? For example, I have a passion for helping people buy and sell houses. Your mission statement defines who you are. When people read it, they should feel comfortable and secure in the belief that they chose the right agent to help them buy or sell a house. An example of a mission statement might be to go above and beyond my clients' expectations while maintaining a continuously growing and top-producing business. Ensure that your goals are in line with your mission statement. Value statement. Value statements help define how you will accomplish the work and articulate a set of beliefs and principles that guide the way the company conducts business. You want to make sure that your goals align with your mission statement. Steps to an agent's business plan. 1. Assess the situation. Assess the situation. Gather data that is important to your business. You will achieve this by performing market research. Some questions you might consider for your research problem are: bullet, what are the demographics and size of my largest potential market segment? Bullet, how do the largest segments of my market go about finding a property? Bullet, how do the largest segments of my market find and choose a real estate agent? Bullet, how will my market segments change when the new corporation in the area is up and running? Bullet, how will the new shopping mall currently under construction affect the housing market in my market area? Agents can gather data from primary and secondary sources. Primary sources of data will come directly from your consumers, including closed transactions, questionnaires, and email surveys. Secondary sources can include NAR or other trade associations, MLS boards, title companies, and government studies, among others. 2. Define your business focus. Your business focus is your mission and strategic intent. This step can help prevent you from wasting valuable time, as many agents often do. It is important to define which questions need to be answered, but it is equally important to understand why these questions need to be answered. 3. Decide on the results. These are your goals and objectives. Your research may have provided you with an attainable first-year income based on your proactive commitment to doing whatever it takes. Use the conclusions that you came to when you did your market research to establish your goals. 4. Determine the what and the how of attaining the desired results. The what's are the strategies, and the how's are the tactics. Personal business planning. The direction of the real estate market and the push and pull of competing business priorities do not matter. You are in charge of staying on top of your game. In order to go forward, we need to look back. Where did your business come from in the last 12 months? Performance and production analysis. A copy of the performance and production analysis worksheet can be downloaded from the resource drawer. Sources of business. A real estate agent's sales come from many sources. It takes all sources to make the entire year a success. On the checklist below are some possible sources from which business can be derived. Look for a pattern, indicating which source comprises the majority of your business. Maybe there are some sources on the list you are not currently tapping. A copy of the Sources of Business worksheet can be downloaded from the resource drawer. Accountability questions. Do the math. There is math behind every successful plan. Do not be afraid to do the math. you will have already established measurable financial goals for your income. Step 1. Your average sales price. Step 2. Now set your New Year goals. Step 3. Prospecting action plan. Your interactive Do the Math plan. Download a copy of the Do the Math worksheet from your resource drawer. What is prospecting? Prospecting is actively obtaining new sources of business through generating the leads yourself. You are marketing when you do things that make the leads come to you. Prospecting is you making contact with people. When someone makes contact with you, it is called a referral. Salespeople who wait for referrals to generate their annual income will never make the income they have set for their annual goals. It takes active daily prospecting for the success of your business, and then your referrals are the icing on the cake. Work with your own skill set to achieve success. Long-term success is based on growing and improving your knowledge and skills. Identifying your strengths and weaknesses is essential to your continued success year after year. Take an honest look at your best qualities and your weaknesses. This process is known as self-awareness. The business of communication. Communication frequency should be at minimum monthly. Regular communication should be one of your essential goals. For new leads, communication about your company is excellent. For actively searching prospects that reach out to you, the information you provide them must be quality content. Past clients should receive handwritten thank you notes, emails, information about market conditions. They should be your Facebook friends, following you on Twitter, and they should be receiving holiday cards and invitations to events you are sponsoring and open houses you are hosting. Research has shown those who take time to plan out their annual business plan and goals have a vision and, therefore, double their chances for success. This is why you plan your vision for the coming year. The vision and plan are in place, and now the most important step of all is the implementation of your business plan. Success is yours and can be yours for the long term if you follow your written plan. Keep track of your production by using a simple chart. Reflect on each transaction. What were your strengths and what were your weaknesses? We always learn from both. Production analysis. Production analysis will be your key to increasing your client base and aggressively growing your business. Download a chart you could use to reflect on your transactions in your resource drawer. Tools and resources to build and sustain your business. Download a copy of this chart in your resource drawer. This is a chart you can use to analyze which resources you are using to help build and sustain your business, and also give you ideas on what you could do to differentiate your business plan tactics. Begin your day. Begin your plan. End with success. A final thought on how to begin each day so that they are rewarding and you are energized. Bullet: get up early. Do not jump out of bed and rush through your morning. Getting up 20 minutes earlier will help you avoid stress, tardiness, and unnecessary feelings of anxiety. Bullet: wake up to natural light. Leave your blinds or curtains halfway open when you go to bed, as the natural light of the rising sun will send a signal to your brain to slow its production of melatonin and boost its production of adrenaline. Bullet: stretch. Limbering up muscles can enhance the flow of blood throughout your body, which will provide extra oxygen to all your tissues. Bullet: exercise. People who exercise in the morning have a better sense of wellness, as it produces endorphins. Getting it out of the way early allows you to not dwell on needing to do it all day long. Bullet: get motivated. Read a good quote when you start the day. Bullet: take vitamins. Vitamins give you energy and are good for you. By taking them in the morning, you get into a routine, so you will not forget to take them. Bullet: do not skip breakfast. A heavy meal will slow you down, but fruits, proteins, and grains give you a stream of energy that will prevent you from crashing mid-morning. Your brain and body are a result of what you put into your body to sustain it. Bullet: remember your loved ones. A hug or kiss to someone you love relieves stress and provides a positive start to the morning. If you leave before the loved one wakes up, leave a note for them. If you do not live with a loved one, but have a pet, it has the same result if you talk to, touch, and care for your pet. Bullet: prepare your attire the night before. It is a real time saver, and your outfit will always go together better because you are not in a rush putting it together if you do it the night before. Bullet: drink water. Drinking water in the morning and throughout the day can keep your skin clear, your cells renewed, your body tissue and muscles hydrated, and boost your metabolism while helping your body absorb nutrients easier. Bullet: write in a journal. Organize your day by going over the previous day's to-do list. Journaling helps your organization skills, and you will avoid the stressful effects of forgetting something important. Bullet: give yourself a break. Take time during the day to stretch, check your to-do list, drink water, and congratulate yourself on the tasks you accomplished. Breathe deep and let your breath out slowly 5 times to refresh your body and mind.